way, in case you care, this comes out Monday. That is Enter the Ninja on Radio 1. Whether you like it or absolutely hate it, it's blowing up all over the interweb. Right, coming up to 19 minutes past four, it's Radio 1 with Dev this morning. Hello, Russell, delivering the Metro, Daz the Milkman, and also Paula, who can't get to sleep this morning. 81199 if you wanted to say hello on the text. Right, so last night, a World Cup qualifier game between England and Switzerland.
It wasn't World Cup.
Was it not?
It was Euro.
Euro, of course. Just had World Cup, right? All right, so the Euro qualifier between England and Switzerland. England won 3-1. Went down pretty well. So I imagine a bunch of England fans feeling a little bit better about themselves this morning. Anything's better after the whole fiasco in South Africa. But let's spare a thought for our Swiss cousins who perhaps aren't celebrating this morning. Morning, Francisca, our Swiss correspondent. You all right?
Yeah, morning, Gav.
Oh, you sound a lot more chipper than I was expecting. Are you a little bit heartbroken about Switzerland yesterday?
Oh, well, yesterday a little bit, but today it's better.
So where did you watch the match? Were you sort of with friends? Was you at home?
No, I was at home completely on my own because my family isn't that interested in football.
Oh, you used to watch the match just on your ones?
Oh, yeah, but it was funny.
Oh, fair enough. So, are you quite into football, Francisco, or are you like me? You only get excited when it's World Cup or the Euro Cup?
Oh, I like Switzerland and England, but I'm not that interested.
Fair enough. So, who played really well yesterday? I did miss it. Give me a little analysis on the match.
That's not that difficult because England, they were quite good.
Right.
I mean, yeah, they had a lot of tactics and, Switzerland was really bad. Because they left so much space for the English ones and they just weren't enough decisive to do anything properly. Mm. Yeah, they couldn't move forward. They just stood in their own half and let the English one play.
I really like Francisca's commentary in football. You thought about taking this up professionally, Francisca? England were good, Switzerland were bad, they couldn't get forward, didn't score enough goals. It's straight to the point. It's no nonsense. I like it. So you sound like you're all right today. Have you gotten over it already, Francisca?
Yeah, because, it's England versus Switzerland, and I like both, so it didn't really matter who won.
Ah, fair enough.
I guess, I'm happy anyway.
I guess for me it's a little bit like if England or Ireland compete in something, I'm sort of happy either way. I'm like, sort of both, so I'll celebrate both sides of that. By the way, Francisca, how's it going over in Switzerland, spreading the word about the big show?
I didn't have much time since we
left. Oh, that old chestnut, I haven't had time. Why? What have you been busy doing, Francisco?
I'm at school.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, that stuff, you won't need that. Well, tell you what, forget school, okay? Spend the next week just convincing at least two Swiss people they need to start listening to the show, all right?
Okay, I'll do.
That's your mission this week. Listen, Francisco, before you go, hey, what's your favourite station?
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, she gets it.
The Chris Boyle Show. BBC Radio
1. Morning, Cowboy fans!
Test number two, what's your name or where do you come from?
My name's...